there with the person. And again, at the end of it, you say, hey, well, that's what I've been up to for the last while. You don't have to do a video, but hit reply to the email that this came out on and let's catch up. Let's see what you're up to as well. Send that one out. And then again, go back and forth with the people that they get back to you. All right. And then here's where the magic comes in, Marco. The third and the final part of this three-part sequence is called the transition message. And this is where we kind of give people fair warning. We give them the heads up that we're going to switch gears and start talking about real estate and that we're going to be encouraging them to reach out to us if they'd like more information. Does that make sense? So it's kind of something like, hey, it's Dave. It's been really good reconnecting with you for the last little while. Want to let you know I plan on doing a better job of staying in touch, letting you know what I'm up to with real estate investing. I'm really excited about it. I'm doing really well with it. I think it's the best way for everyday folks like you and I to get a really good, solid return on your money backed by a tangible asset, real property. And who knows, maybe sometime in the future, you might even want to partner with me and share in the profits on a deal. Blah, 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 blah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the way you're delivering this doesn't come across as a pitch or a setup. You're essentially opening the door because you're telling people or sharing with people what you've been up to and what you're doing. So they're basically asking you in return, you know, hey, how are things with you? What have you been up to? And you're simply answering the question, I've been investing in real estate. So it's kind of like teeing it up, but you're not really setting them up. I mean, you are setting them up in a way, but you're doing it in a very conversational, low key, conversational, friendly way. And so that just opens the door and it doesn't smell like they're getting pitched.
Right. Exactly. We're giving And plus the nice thing is when you got the email autoresponder, you can say, you know what, if you'd rather not hear about this stuff, just click on the link at the bottom of any of my emails. You'd be taken off the list.
Okay. Here's what I'm wondering. Obviously, if it's friends and family, someone that you talk to on a regular basis, you know, someone you see maybe every weekend, that conversation I think is going to be different, I would assume, than someone that you see maybe once every 1 or 2 months versus someone that you probably haven't talked to in like 2 or 3 years, right? So is there a different way?
Yeah, but here's what I always recommend, Marco. No, I don't. I recommend that you do a one size fits all and you send the same message out to everybody, because here's the challenge. If we get too into the weeds on this, then the likelihood of anything happening diminishes greatly.
With people doing it.
Right? The more complicated, right, the more complex we make it, the less likely it is to actually happen. So the second point of view on this is, even if you're sending this to your mother, who knows you better than anybody probably, it's not going to hurt, right? And the other thing is, the folks that you see on a fairly regular basis, we always overestimate how much other people are really thinking about us. And here's the reality, Marco. Everybody's thinking about themselves. So there's probably some stuff in that message that you're going to be sending them that they forgot about or they weren't aware of. So it doesn't hurt. Just send it out to everybody.
So can you maybe share a couple of tips on the best way or best practice of getting the word out about your real estate investing? You're probably not just getting started, so you have something to say about it, but do you have any suggestions or tips about it?
About the actual marketing side of things?
Getting the word out that you're investing in real estate so that way you can open up that conversation.
Yeah, definitely. So out of this whole, my process, the five-step process, what we just covered is the first step. So creating that contact list of prospective investors, hopefully a couple of